Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the Montreal Expos and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Montreal Expos, batting in the leadoff spot, the second baseman, Dave Cash. Batting second, the center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting third, the right fielder, Ellis Valentine. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Warren Cromartie. Batting sixth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Woody Fryman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Fryman. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Larry Herndon. Batting second, the third baseman, Darrell Evans. Batting third, the right fielder, Jack Clark. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Mike Ivey. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Hector Cruz. Batting sixth, the catcher, Mark Hill. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Johnny LeMaster. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Rob Andrews. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. And now, play ball. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Andrews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive towards short. Spear reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans juggles the ball. That's an error on Evans. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Carter reaches second base with a double. Perez moves to third. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Ivey fields it and throws to home to get Perez. Carter moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear takes first base on ball four. Parrish moves to second. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cromartie. Cruz reaches second base with a double. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill strikes out. Two outs. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Valentine. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. Cruz scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews takes first base on ball 4. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. LeMaster moves to third. Andrews moves to second. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. Dawson strikes out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cruz. Valentine reaches second base with a double. There goes Cash trying to get to home. Cruz throws the ball into LeMaster, who relays the ball to Hill, who tags Cash, who came all the way from first, for the out. Valentine moves to third. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 1 in the game. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 1 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 1 in the game. Clark hits a line drive towards third. Parrish reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0 for 1 in the game. Cromartie hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Carter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carter. The throw from Hill and he is safe. Carter steals second. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Spear takes first base on ball 4. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 1 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Cruz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 0 for 1 in the game. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. LeMaster reaches second base with a double. There goes Hill trying to get to home. Dawson throws the ball into Spear, who relays the ball to Carter, who tags Hill, who came all the way from first, for the out. LeMaster moves to third. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 2 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a pop-up towards first. Ivey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0 for 2 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Expos nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 1 in the game. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 0 for 2 in the game. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Herndon moves to third. Wayne Twichell now pitching. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Evans moves to second. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 2 in the game. Ivey strikes out. Two outs. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cruz takes first base on ball 4. Herndon scores. Evans moves to third. Clark moves to second. It's 3-0, Giants. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cash settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0 for 2 in the game. Cromarty hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Giants. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground towards third. Evans fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. LeMaster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes LeMaster. The throw from Carter and he is out, Spear applying the tag. One out. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0 for 2 in the game. Barr hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Del Unser pinch hits for Wayne Twichell. Del Unser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Unser hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 3 in the game. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. LeMaster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mike Garman now pitching. Larry Herndon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herndon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Herndon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrell Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Evans for the out. Two outs. Jack Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Mike Ivey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ivey is 0 for 3 in the game. Ivey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Parrish. Clark goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Giants. Hector Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Cruz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Ellis Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Andrews scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 0-for-3 in the game. Perez hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 0-for-3 in the game. Cromarty strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Giants will come to bat. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cash scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny LeMaster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LeMaster is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 1 RBI. LeMaster hits a fly ball into right field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rob Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Andrews hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-3 in the game. Barr is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 4, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Herndon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Spear hits a fly ball into right field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 4, and Montreal Expos, 1. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.